2 Chronicles chapter 12. And it came to pass, when Rehoboam had established the kingdom, and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord Jehovah, and all Israel with him. And it came to pass, that in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, 3148 894 BC, Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem, because they had sinned against the Lord Jehovah. With 1200 chariots, and 60,000 horsemen, and the people were without number who came with him out of Egypt, the Lubims, the Sukkims, and the Ethiopians. And he took the fenced cities which belonged to Judah, and came to Jerusalem. Then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam, and to the princes of Judah, who were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said to them, "This is what the Lord Jehovah says. You have forsaken me, and therefore I have also left you in the hand of Shishak." Upon which the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, "The Lord Jehovah is righteous." And when the Lord Jehovah saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Shemaiah, saying, "They have humbled themselves. Therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath, anger, judgment, shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless they shall be his servants, that they may know my service, and the service of the kingdoms of the countries." So Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem, and took away the treasures of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and the treasures of the king's house palace. He took all. He also carried away the shields of gold which Solomon had made. In their place King Rehoboam made shields of brass, and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard, who kept the entrance of the king's house. And when the king entered into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, the guard came and fetched them, and brought them again into the guard chamber. And when he humbled himself, the wrath, anger, judgment of the Lord Jehovah turned from him, that he would not destroy him altogether, and also in Judah things went well. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem, and reigned. Because Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord Jehovah had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah an Ammonites. And he did evil, because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord Jehovah. Now the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the book of Shemaiah the prophet, and of Iddo the prophet concerning genealogies? And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David, and Abijah his son reigned in his place. 3160 AH 882 BC.